Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free. Enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls, Bile is on the line from blogofbile.com. And Bile, you're back with us from New Jersey. You were giving us an update on your situation that developed about a week and a half ago at this point. Last Monday, not this past one, but the one before that, you were arrested as you were out in front of a courthouse, a federal courthouse in New York City. You were there just as a member of the press, as a man with a blog, or in this case, calling yourself a producer for Free Talk Live, which I don't care, anybody can call themselves a producer.
I dub the producer.
Yeah, I don't pay any of my producers, so you're as good as much of a producer as anyone else. And so you did that, and apparently it was mentioning to these government agents that you were part of the press is what got you arrested.
Is that right? Pretty much, because the rules for filming on federal property say that if you're doing if you want to take photography or video for non-commercially, you have to get permission. If you want to do it commercially, which would include news, then you have to get written permission. Otherwise, you can only take photos of, like, the front of the building.
So they arrested you, and then they ended up releasing you shortly thereafter with some sort of citation. I presume that means you're going to court at some point, right?
Right. It's going to take 2 to 3 months to get a court date, but, yeah, I plan on fighting it.
And so then you got in touch with the New York Civil Liberties Union?
Right. So Monday I went and witnessed Julian get arrested again. This time I stood on the city property on the street and sidewalk, and they left me alone for the most part. One of the officers did threaten to have me arrested and give me a citation for being there and being part of the whole thing with Julian. However, and when I asked him why he was going to give me a citation, he said, for whatever.
Because you're here. We
right.
Don't like you.
Wow, that was brutally honest.
Yeah, and it's I got it on film too, so it's at the
nice.
Blog. But they did harass a actual professional photographer who happened to be there for another case. And when he saw the arrest, he started taking photos. And the arresting officer, who was the same one who arrested Julian and myself last week, he instantly looked up and said, "You're under arrest." And the guy was completely dumbfounded.
Wow.
And flashed his press badge, and they eventually let him go because he had actual business there. But
did he get a citation too?
No, he didn't.
Interesting.
But, so, yeah, so I sent a letter 2 days ago or 3 days ago to the NYCLU telling them what happened and how I was arrested and whatnot, and asked if they thought maybe there was a First Amendment case here or if they had any advice. And today, while at work, I got a call from them, and I explained the situation. I don't think the woman really looked into it at all. She didn't even seem to have actually read the letter that I sent her too well. But after explaining it to her, she put me on hold, talked to her the person above her, came back and said, this is the law, correct? Like, you got a citation for breaking the law. Well, if that's the case, if it's the law, then that's not something we'd be interested in attempting to defend against, because it's the law.
Right, so they can write down whatever the hell they want, and if they just write it down and call it the law, then the NYCLU will back down.
Right.
That's what they're saying?
So the law can, as long as the law violates civil liberties, then it's okay.
Yeah, apparently they're legal positivists.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but then again, did you really expect a whole lot?
No, but I didn't expect that. I thought maybe they would say, well, you know, it's not worth fighting. You know, it's small fries. That happens all the time. And,
yeah,
you know, your case isn't special. That's what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting, it's against the law, so tough luck.
Well, they may very well just be coming up with an excuse that you know, get them off the phone. You know, these people sound like libertarians. We don't like libertarians. Tell them something. Get off the phone. Get them off the phone. And, you know, that's there's no guarantee that that's really what they feel about.
Well, they didn't have to call back, though, either. They could.
But she was calling back in order to follow up, and he apparently she didn't know very much.
Got
until.
It. So was there anything else you wanted to share, Bob?
No, just I was considering calling about it, but then after the last caller was praising the NJCLU, I figured I'd put my two cents in about the NYCLU.
Very good. Thanks for that. And people can go and see the your latest video of the latest arrest of the FIJA activist in New York City, who's just he's very dedicated, clearly. He keeps going back week after week and getting himself arrested. While we have you here, is there anything you can tell us about him? Has he changed his viewpoint? Is he just going to keep doing this for the rest of his life? Or what's his plan?
Well, as of right now, what I know is that the plan is to do it this upcoming Monday. And I, as long as the weather's good, and if it is, I'll be out there again to record it. But after that, he said that he's going out of town for a little while. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how for how long, but he said during that time he's probably going to be setting up, writing up his stuff for the court case that he wants to bring up against him.
Gotcha.
And then when he comes back, he'll be doing it again.
Okay. Well, keep us in the loop on what he ends up doing or what happens with the court case and yours as well. And thanks for the call, Bile. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. It just kind of bums me out to see people working so hard in other places around the country, and I just wonder, what's it all worth?
There's been instances where the judicial system has worked in order to allow people a certain amount more freedom, mm-hmm. and it could very well work in this instance. He'll be allowed to hold a sign and hand out flyers on the steps of a federal building, and you know that'll be the big victory, right?
I guess. It's something, right? I mean, one man can make a difference. It just feels so, from my perspective, having done what I've done inside the system activism down in Florida, a whole lot of it, from my perspective, I didn't feel like I was making much of a dent. I mean, I'm sure I was. I know I touched some people's lives, and I helped other people find liberty who might not otherwise have discovered it. I know that I did make a difference in some ways, but tangibly, from the outside, looking in, it doesn't seem like it. Right? I mean, I know that I made a difference in that I found certain activists that I managed to get involved, and now both of those guys are up here in New Hampshire, and they're active here. So I think that was a real win because, we all transplanted ourselves up from Florida up to here. I think that was great. But as far as actual tangible changes down there, nah, didn't manifest.
Yeah, so, I feel the same about any of the political activism I've done in the past and other places.
Yeah, what came out of it? I mean, beyond your personal growth and understanding that political activism wasn't really the most, probably not the best investment of your time, right? I mean, that's right.
Well, there's one thing, learning that lesson in some place besides New Hampshire when the Free State Project is.
I didn't actually mean to reopen that.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's why
I said somewhere else.
It needs to be addressed, right? There's a great deal of political action going on here in New Hampshire. It's working, and that's fine. So if you do what you're passionate about. However, I can understand why people are discouraged. I'd be discouraged, too, if I was doing political activism outside New Hampshire. But things are working here in New Hampshire.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So a little bit of good news here. Shocking news from NPR. A federal judge in New Orleans has ruled that the U.S. government owes damages to residents whose homes were swamped by Hurricane Katrina's floodwaters in 2005. Now, this is shocking to me because it's so rare that you actually see the government people holding their own people accountable. Very rare. Typically, they have sovereign immunity, and the individual, of course, the individual bureaucrats will not be held accountable.
No, so they do have the sovereign immunity has not been compromised here.
Right.
They still have sovereign immunity.
But typically, the bureaucracies themselves are fairly immune from any sort of persecution.
It's just difficult to bring the government up on charges.
In this case, a federal judge has decided, in a sometimes scathing critique of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, U.S. District Judge Stanwood Duvall found monumental negligence in the operation and maintenance of a shipping channel called the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet. He rejected the government's argument that the Corps is immune from liability. Of course they're going to make that argument. That's their standard one. Hey, you can't do...
We're the government.
Right. This is what... doesn't matter when we make mistakes that... flood people's property and kill them. But we'll give you a little more on the story here in a moment. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, well, you'll have to pay for it. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And join Dale over at his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Great liberty-oriented cartoons and essays. More of Dale is available there for you. AnarchyInYourHead.com.
Don't forget AnarchKitty. AnarchKitty, best part of Anarchy in Your Head. I know you're starting a new storyline going on here. I've read the most recent one. I'm not exactly sure where it's going. I gotta say, I'm really disappointed there's not more Anarchity comics that were...
Maybe you should contribute, Mark. Maybe you should pony up and encourage him to do more Anarchity comics.
What do you want? Cat antics?
I mean, cash. Cash.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Whatever, man.
There will be more Anarchity eventually.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. If you act fast, it's the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your free training. Excuse me, your gun and free training. I'm getting it wrong again. Your training and free gun at frontsight.com. They give you the gun, you pay for the training. That's how it goes.
You could think of it the other way around if you want to. You could think of it as paying for the gun and getting free training, if you wanted to.
Right? Yeah, you can think about it right. Any way you want.
Yeah. But they're calling it a free gun.
Yes.
So, we continue. And by the way, it comes recommended by Dan in New Hampshire. One of our listeners called in to highly recommend the course. He went up on our suggestion, checked it out, and had a good time.
But that, and it's probably, it's certainly among the top-rated gun safety training courses in the world.
All right, so we continue here. We'll take your calls, and but first, want to finish up the story briefly from NPR reporting that a federal judge, has actually decided to find that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. government is liable for the damage done to various different property owners, residents whose homes were swamped after Hurricane Katrina. See, it wasn't the hurricane that created the flooding. It was the Army Corps of Engineers' mismanagement of the waterways they were tasked with managing that created the flooding. Indeed, the judge rejected the government's argument that the Corps is immune from liability and had properly maintained the navigation channel, known locally as MRGO. Flood victims had sued, arguing that the widening of the channel and subsequent loss of protective wetlands turned MRGO into a speedway for Katrina's storm surge. The channel was dug in the 1960s as a shortcut between the Gulf of Mexico and New Orleans. Duvall found that the Corps knew that widening the channel would endanger levees and protective wetlands, and blamed government engineers for letting the channel run amok. The Corps closed MRGO with rocks in July. Duvall awarded damages of about $720,000 to four people and a business. So I'm surprised that the case was so small, but apparently it's been closely watched by other Katrina victims that are seeking compensation from the government. I guess they just didn't want to get involved, or maybe weren't able to, for whatever reason, to get involved in that case. But now perhaps the floodgates, so to speak, have opened, and other property owners who had their property destroyed by the flooding caused by the Army Corps of Engineers will now move in to cash in. But
class action suit.
Yeah, well, whatever it ends up being, right now it's $720,000. If it ends up being $7 million or $70 million or whatever the amount of damage is, the thing is, that money doesn't come from any of the Army Corps of Engineers. It comes from everybody else.
The organization that was responsible for this, for the destruction of New Orleans, I mean, that's all there is to it. The organization that was responsible for it doesn't bear any of the punishment.
There's no onus.
Right, there isn't. There isn't any. So, you, the citizen, for allowing them to exist, I guess.
Yep.
For allowing them to continue to steal your money.
That's right. For going along with it. For going along to get along. Now you're going
to take all the people that were involved that made the mistakes and make them go work somewhere to raise the money to pay the.
That's what it would be like if it was a company and we held the people that ran the company, if we held them responsible. Likely, if it was something this disastrous happened by a company, the company would just go out of business. But,
well, likely what would happen, I mean, let's talk about this for a moment. Yeah. What would happen in the absence of some centrally controlled government monopoly, violent monopoly, Army Corps of Engineers? Well, you'd have private property, because in the absence of government, the absence of the Corps of Monopoly, everything would be privately owned. And so if you wanted to dig a trench or dig a channel, as they did in this case, then you'd have to have the consent of the property owners, and you'd have to buy their property, whatever. You'd have to work it out in the marketplace to make that happen. And in order to make that happen, it's likely that you might have to get some sort of insurance policy on your operation, because, well, the houses and the owners of the properties in the near vicinity may be very aware that this could okay, yeah, we want to sell you this property, but we also don't want to have any trouble down the line, so we want to make sure that you're doing this job appropriately. So it's likely that somebody would come in to check it out, that they would, in order to get insured, the insurance company is going to want to know that what they're insuring is a quality operation and not some fly-by-night joker operation like the Army Corps of Engineers, who did the job and didn't do it quite right and maybe didn't even upkeep it in the appropriate manner. They just kind of did it and forgot about it. Why should they care? They're not responsible.
Well, right. I hesitate to call the Army Corps of Engineers fly-by-night because they've done so many projects, and I can only assume that some of them were done well. However, when you're talking about an organization that doesn't bear any responsibility, and all you have to do is look at this, or at least nearly the responsibilities, because I suppose maybe the head could get in trouble, or maybe he won't get promoted, or something could happen, but he's not responsible for paying for it. The people who did this aren't responsible in the same way that you would be in the free market. So if you expect them to act like the free market, you're a fool, a straight fool.
Right. So in the case of the free marketplace, I think what would happen is you'd have more protections built in. If insurance companies were looking at this, they'd want to make sure it was quality work, which would mean that it'd be less likely to have the failure, the massive failure that it did. Because the marketplace wants to ensure quality because that's what people are demanding. But it doesn't matter what you demand out of government, you'll get what you get. Because the government people don't have the incentive to provide you with anything that works correctly, with anything that works efficiently. They have no incentive, and they never will. As long as they are a monopoly, monopoly backed with violence, which is what they are, they will never have the incentive to improve. You can beg, you can cajole, you can plead, you can protest. You can chant. You can do whatever. You can write letters to the editor. Write letters to the bureaucrats themselves. You can talk to them. You can try to persuade them. But it doesn't really matter in the long run whether they do what you want them to do or not. Because they're going to charge you for whatever they end up deciding to do. And that's what they're going to do in this case. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But it's noteworthy because the judge actually decided the government was liable. Even though the government came in with its same old excuse of, hey, we're the government. We're not liable for this. Come on now, judge. Hey, buddy, buddy. Hey, you know us. We're like you, right? That's why I'm shocked by this case, is that the judge actually decided to find against the government in this case. Very interesting. Very unusual. Don't get used to this, because normally when the government people do something that is incredibly asinine and dangerous and puts people in danger, 9 times out of 10, they get a pass. And in this case, as you pointed out, Mark, the individuals are getting a pass. They're not responsible for what they did.
That's almost 100% of the time. I don't know about your 9 times out of 10 the government gets a pass, but because sometimes the courts work the way I hope they are, but just often enough to make you believe that the courts work the way they're supposed to.
It's just an illusion. More coming up. This is a total random chance. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guide foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguide.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. If you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a Facebook profile, and you can go and join up at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's now pointing at the group again, because we've had a lot of confusion about what Facebook to point it at. They've got groups and fan pages on Facebook, and it's very confusing which one is more useful. But Mark, you're saying the group is more useful for you at this point in time. So
I'm the one using it, using the group, so yeah.
So you can join them both, but we can only point facebook.freetalklive.com at one of them. So at this point, it's pointing at the Facebook group, and so head on over and join up.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer low price, high-quality gold and silver coins to our listeners. Now, with the economy the way it's going, a lot of people are looking to get into gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. Many people believe it to be a good investment. I'm expecting it to go up, but I'm not going to tell you that I think it's going to go up, because I'm no expert. But I can tell you that I just purchased some from gold.freetalklive.com the other night, because I thought the prices were going to go up, and quite honestly, I can only assume that Ted Anderson, the owner at Midas, has forgotten about us. Because there was the prices went up, the value of gold and silver went up on the spot market recently, and our prices have not gone up. So I would encourage you.
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok. Absolutely. I thought that it was going to happen the very next day. I'm completely flabbergasted it didn't.
We've seen them go up once.
I know
since
that
we started this
Yes. I know there was a surge of buys, and I can only, maybe he's sick. Maybe he's got the swine flu. I don't know, but now's the time, right?
Maybe he's crazy, Ted.
I don't know. I don't think he's crazy, Ted. I think he's just hasn't seen this.
With gold and used cars at super low prices.
It could be, right? I felt that sense of urgency. That's all I can say on it. And you can go to gold.freetalklive.com, take advantage of these too low for words prices, you know, at this point. Well, they're not too low for words. The Walking Liberty halves are $8.69. Lakota Nation silver rounds are $22.30. British sovereigns for $288 and 20 francs for $233. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty obvious. But what you can do is you can also use the layaway program.
Lock it in.
And lock in those rates right now. You don't have to have the money. You just have to have a certain amount to put down. You don't have to have the whole thing. It's best. I ordered 28 coins. You'd have to kind of play with the shipping to know how many are going to ship at the best price. But for the Walking Liberties, I know that it was 28 because that's what I ordered. Don't have a lot of money sitting around. What can I tell you? Some people are buying the gold. Some people are buying the silver. Call this number if you want to do the layaway. 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938.
We go to your calls about what you want, and we go to Kurt in Michigan on the app line. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Gentlemen, good evening. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Kurt?
Well, I just had a very interesting dinner with my nephew, whose course of study hopes to get him a position at the DEA when he's finished.
Oh gosh, how old is this guy?
Well, he's just turned 21, and kind of a little background. I save my nieces and nephews presents, all the ones that I would give them over the years until their 21st birthday, and I just cut them a check for $500.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing the kind of attention that buys you.
I bet.
But he was actually quite receptive, and you know, I'd asked him, you know, why the DEA?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Why? What the hell happened to this kid?
What's pushing you that way? Yeah. Well, he was saying that some of his friends in school had gotten into dealing, in high school, a quantity, and it had estranged them from, you know, the relationships they had in, you know, with people in high school, and had caused what he, you know, considered to be problems. You know, and I asked him, I said, well, do you think that an additional 10 or 15 years in prison would have helped this person out at all? And his eyes kind of got wide, and he said, no. And I said, well, that's where you're headed, though.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be doing to them. You're going to be putting people in jail cells. Kurt, did we lose you?
Kurt's gone. He can call back.
I think we lost Kurt. Definitely would like to hear the rest of that story. 800-259-9231. Sounds like maybe a successful intervention. I don't know. Not sure
if anybody could do it, Kurt can.
Yeah, Let's hope so.
Not sure how far along in his education that he was going, but presumably if you're on track to become a DEA agent, it probably wouldn't be too hard to shift to become a regular law enforcement officer. If you still feel like you must get involved in the state's law enforcement apparatus, at least I think that would be a little more preferable.
Well, that
because you could avoid narcotics.
Isn't DEA federal?
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, FBI is still open, things like that. I know they're hiring. Not that I'm saying that it's, you know, it's certainly not the pinnacle of a Liberty career, but
it may not be as bad, but that's not very encouraging either. I'd hate to, you know.
Kurt's back, I think. Caller, you're on the air?
Yeah, Kurt is back.
Okay, Kurt.
But I don't know how far we got. But anyway, we had ourselves a very nice dinner and tried to explain, you know, the idea of, you know, my concern of, you know, my nephew at 40 or 45, you know, realizing and the psychic damage of realizing he's done more damage than good, you know, and I wanted to kind of get those ideas across to him. And he was actually quite receptive to them.
I think that's excellent. So how far along in college has he been at this process, and can he change to some sort of alternative beyond the DEA? Can he do something else?
Well, any type of legal occupation would be secondary to his soccer career. He's actually quite a talented goalie, and he is on a 4-year scholarship. So his sights are set on a soccer career. So I hope that certainly takes off for him, because not only will it be much more lucrative, but it'll be much more psychically healthy.
Yeah, you'll be providing something that people actually want, which is entertainment. So, but of course, realistically, most people that want to be in professional sports don't end up in professional sports. So if he needs to go in a different direction, can his criminal justice education, you know, can that be parlayed into something else besides the DEA, or does he have to?
Yeah, how far is he into this?
Right.
What about public defender? He's not public defender.
He's a junior.
Okay.
So is that?
So he's getting into the meat of it, and he's hitting other classes. He says that he's really sparking other interests. Sociology and law was another thing that he said he thought was interesting.
How about law enforcement against prohibition? Did you introduce him to that concept?
I introduced him both to that and Oath Keepers as well. What I did was, on the way there, I'm not a big believer in words on paper, but I bought a pocket constitution, and I pulled it out. I said, this is part of your present. And I pulled it out, and I said, this is what you're going to be taking an oath to. And then from that point forward, every order you get will probably be in direct contradiction of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted you to understand the world of conflict and the world of contradiction you're going to be entering in doing this.
I think it's great what you've done. It's an intervention, and I hope it's had some success. Do you plan on following up with him?
Well, we're close, and you know, I talk to him on a semi-regular basis, he's heard some of my liberty stuff before, but I don't know that he quite expected this out of me. I told him that, you know, this is an outgrowth and a manifestation of my convictions. I hope I didn't step on your toes, and I hope I gave it to you in a way that was palatable. And he said it was, you know, that everything was respectful, and he will definitely think about what it is I've said.
I guess that's all you can ask for. Was there anything
Absolutely.
Else you wanted to share with us, Kurt?
Just not only AMP program, but VoteOnPodcastAwards.com.
Thank you so much for that, and thanks for reaching out to your nephew there. I hope it made a big difference with him, and I hope he really thinks it over. And I really hope that he goes to law enforcement against prohibition, because if he's kind of in that world of preparation for law enforcement, it's very likely that hearing from other law enforcement officers and retired law enforcement officers could also be very, very persuasive to him. So definitely ask him about that when you follow up. And thanks, Kurt, for the call and the story tonight. I appreciate all the effort.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir. And hopefully, keep our fingers crossed and hope that works out. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Free restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, we'd like you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. And you get perks like access to the Amply call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, and the Amply podcast as well. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls and go to Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing there, Ian and Dale and Mark.
Last night,
I called in and we discussed, and I appreciate you guys bearing with me, but I got bothered by a call last night from a gentleman that called out from West, and he said that he didn't believe in hell, and I will defend this old book till the day I get a bullet between my eyes or I die.
Because you're obstinate and set in your ways.
Well, I just wanted to share something for
the. By the way, I agree with that guy, Scott. I also do not believe in hell.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, okay, but I just wanted to share this with you and then have you comment on it if you would let me do this.
Certainly.
All right, I want to read out of Luke, out of the good old book.
Uh-oh. How long is this going to be? Because we can't really go for too long.
Okay.
Is this just
okay.
Verse, just
all
a
right.
Verse
it
or
says,
two?
I'll read it quick. It okay. says, there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
Ew.
And it came to pass, and the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried.
They put a beggar into a rich man's bosom?
Well, that's Abraham in the back of the Bible. He was one of the righteous men to the Lord. And,
okay,
so, and then verse 23 says...
Can we say bosoms on radio?
we
just
did.
Go ahead.
But that's out of the good book.
You know, it says that you know, in Kings, in First Kings, it says they all that pisseth on the wall. They use the old King James style pisseth.
How is it they put a beggar inside a man's breast?
Well, see what we're talking about here is that let me just finish on it.
It's God, right?
That.
He can do whatever he wants.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead with the other verse.
Verse 23 says, "In hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abram far off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue. For I am
tormented in the flame." Is this supposed to be sexual?
Flame.
I don't know. Is this kind of like, is this turning anyone on?
Not me.
No, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing someone like on fire from head to toe, and they want a drop of water on their tongue. You know.
Well, they figure that's all he's worth.
Okay. So what did we read? It said, "In hell, he lifted up his eyes."
Right. Well, the gentleman.
So, how can
last
people
night,
sit there and say that they don't? You can't believe in hell when
it's an old
the Bible
book, Scott.
Tells you.
The Bible's an old book.
The gentleman from last night said that he was talking about the New Testament in the Greek, and that there are three different terms that are used to describe what this English word hell, and what you've read is English. And so, I mean, I've heard, just like you probably, that if the King James Version was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. I get that. However, the original documents really were written in other languages, so you and I are reading translations and in a lot of cases, translations of translations and recopyings of translations. So
that's got to be a joke that King James was good enough for Jesus, right?
It is a joke. It shows the mentality of people that are biblical literalists, edited version of the Bible.
No matter what Mark was saying, yes, there is, but it doesn't matter because it's TARDIS, it's the abyss. There's all names for that place.
But your
proof, this is not a joke, guys.
No, the bottom
this
line,
is
Scott, is that.
Here,
but wait, just, Scott, hang on. The bottom line is you are basing your belief systems off of your interpretation of what an old book says that has been interpreted many times over by other people in over several thousand years.
Especially the King James Version. That thing's
okay,
been edited all
to
hell and back.
I'll just end with this, though, okay? In the back of Revelation, it says that in chapter 22, it says, "He who adds words to this book will suffer the plagues of it, and he who taketh the word out will be taken out of the book of life." The book of life is that the people that will make it to the new heaven and kingdom. So this is something that cannot be joked around with. And people that sit there and think that
it's a silly old book, Scott.
So
and I will joke
the preachers that preach the Trinity are all going to hell. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if we do not accept Jesus Christ into our soul,
Scott.
All right,
can you answer Mark's question? Scott. Mark had a question, and you completely dodged it. Mark, one more time. Let's try.
So,
Scott,
are you saying that the preachers that preach the Trinity? That God is three triune, that it is a triune being of three parts. Are you saying those people are going to go to hell? Because you just claimed this Revelations thing, the warning, do not change any words in this book, otherwise you'll go to hell. So you're claiming those guys that are talking about a Trinity, the word Trinity, not being in the Bible, are going to hell?
If they are changing the wording in the old book, yes, they are.
What about the people that changed the words to make it so you could read it? What about those people?
What about the people that
translated
to English?
The problem with that is a lot of people, they're omitting the words, and that means taking them out of the scripture.
How do you know, Scott, that what you're reading is the actual genuine article?
Because it's the old good book.
The old good book is not English. The old good book was written in two different languages. One was Greek and the other was Arabic or Aramaic or whatever. Some old dead language they don't use anymore. And so you aren't reading the old good book. You're reading a translation. Somebody changed it. That person who changed it is going to hell. Why would you listen to them?
Now, right. Do you have an answer for that, Scott?
Okay. Let me just share one more thing here.
Let me just gloss right over what you just said,
Mark. Let's ignore the question you just asked.
You know what, Scott? You know what? The reason why you do this, can I explain something to you? The reason why you just gloss right over whatever it is that Mark brings up is because what he's saying to you is a direct challenge to your belief system. And so in your mind, this little factor called...
It's not in my mind. It's in my heart.
It's a factor called cognitive dissonance, and your cognitive abilities are in your mind. It kicks in and it tells you, whoa, I can't hear what you're saying, Mark. If I were to listen to you, then I would have my belief system effectively challenged, and I can't do that, so I'll just go on reading my scripture.
And then you can get me off. It says, for if God's spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down in hell and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved until judgment. And I'll end with that.
Stay here, Scott, for a moment, Scott. I want to ask you a question.
I want to ask Dale a question. Now, if you were going to design a religion, right now, we're going to do it, what would you do?
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that.
There is a tremendous amount of money. Just ask that guy 100%. Who did Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
Let's say we're going to start our own. I would say that the first thing that you have to do is tell people, write in the book, that if they use logic and reason to try to figure out this book, that it won't help because this book is about God-given words, and your logic before God is nonsense.
Yeah. You couldn't possibly understand God.
A lot of people say that logic God is beyond all that.
Right. It's a verse in there where they claim that you can't use logic. And if you deny, you're going to go to a terrible place. As a matter of fact, you're going to go to that terrible place for eternity.
The most horrible place, far beyond even what we can imagine horrible being.
And it's going to torture you for all of time.
For all eternity, far beyond what we can imagine time existing for.
But if you do what I say... you'll get to go to a wonderful place.
10%
time. Far beyond what you can even imagine being wonderful.
Yeah, if you imagine wonderful, it's
farcical.
It is even better than wonderful.
It is beyond farcical.
Right.
The tactics used to make people believe this ridiculous stuff.
Right, and don't forget the guy with the bad haircut or the toupee who's screaming up there at the top of the front of the room demanding that you give him money. I mean, that guy, ignore him. You know?
I heard a preacher on a TV preacher one day talking about he envisioned it, like he even showed his hands around his head. He was moving his hands around his head to depict a shield that you should have around your head. And if an idea, and Satan likes to send ideas into your head that challenge your faith. And you have to reject those.
That's right. Don't even let them get in your brains.
And I'm like, this is classic
satanic
classic brainwashing. It's not even it's not even subtle.
That's right. Put your shields up and pick up your phones. Our credit card. We'll take your credit cards and
believe whatever you want.
Checks.
Stop threatening people with hell. It's crazy.
800-259-9231. God will bring you to heaven if you just give me 10% every week.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.